Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily and do your morning devotion. After that, pray more on your own. Welcome also to Thursday, the fifth day in December 2024. 20 days to Christmas, 26 days to the new year. God will draw miracle for you every day this year. Open your hand and let me pray for you. I'm hearing divine visitation. God is going to visit you divinely in a special way this year. Oh, you will be announced in great places. God asked me to say to somebody, I'm coming great for you this time. Yes, coming. God is coming great for you. If you are sick in any part of your body, lay hand there. God is saying there is going to be healing flow now. I command healing. You won't carry sickness to Christmas. You won't carry this ailment to the new year. There shall be no crossover with carryover in the name of Jesus. I'm hearing creative miracles. Do you desire creative miracles? Open your hand. God will give you creative miracles. Legs will grow. Hands will grow. Whatever is in your body that is contrary, the Lord shall remove it in the name of Jesus. Who is this? You are emaciating. You are losing weight and you are wondering why. I want to pray for you. And anybody with problem within your stomach, within your tummy, put water in a glass or in a cup, a sachet or a bottle of water. After prayer, you will drink and a miracle will happen. I prophesy divine healing virtue into this water. As you drink, you will soon visit the restroom and everything will be flushed out. You will no longer emaciate. You will regain your weight back in Jesus' name. Who is this? You are tired of struggling. You are just tired of struggling in life. You want an end to it. Open your hand. I prophesy. You shall no longer struggle. God will change the narration. Everything about you will take a new turn for better. Say amen. December 5th celebrant, your birthday prayers. Lay your hand on yourself. I pronounce your birthday blessed. The rest of your life shall be glorious, shall be joyful. You will live long and live well in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Listeners, let's go to teachings and see how many of it time will allow us to take. First one today. Good morning, sir. Please, what is the meaning of fallow ground? I was praying on my bed, and the Spirit of God said to my heart, break your fallow ground. I don't understand, sir. Wow. Fallow ground in the scripture you reference is Hosea chapter 10, verse 12. It's an agricultural term, which means plow your ground or your field. I believe God is saying to you, rise up and don't do something that is long overdue. You know that thing. The time is ripe. Start or do it. This is the right season, and God will back you up. This message is not only for this person asking, but for many of us listening too. Time is ripe to take some steps that God has been nudging us and telling us to take. Break up your fallow ground, that thing that lies idle. Plant a new seed. Take new steps. That's the meaning of breaking up fallow ground. Next, good morning, sir. Thanks for your daily prophetic prayers and teachings. Concerning what to do after retirement, I retired as a teacher, a senior teacher. Immediately after my retirement, I started a crèche from my garage. Later, I upgraded it to KG, to nursery. Now it has become a complete school, from crèche to college, within 10 years. I make money there through the help of God. Thank you, sir. The name of my school is Great Brain School, Adoekiti. Wow, this thrills my heart. And that's why I mentioned the name of the school. I want many people to take cue from this. A retired teacher, but not tired. Now a full-fledged school to become a college. Do the same. I want many people to please. You may be tired, but refuse to be tired. Do something. Any day might come around in Adoekiti, I will visit your school, ma, or sir. Next. Hello, good afternoon, sir. I'm my TPGF. Sir, I want you to help me talk to my wife. She doesn't pay tithe. We both work in federal establishment. When I talk to her about paying tithe, she gets angry and reacts negatively. And this is affecting us financially. Please help me. We are both on this platform. Thank you, sir. Wow, my daughter and other listeners still struggling with paying tithe. Please listen to this. Tithe is commanded in Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 to 10. Read it on your own. And in Matthew 22, verse 23, Jesus, when he came, did not remove tithe. In fact, he approved it. That beside, giving to God his portion, remove devourers from feasting on you. It also opened the heavens of God for your blessings. I know that some people are attacking tithe paying and see sowing on the social media. Don't listen to them. Block them. They are devil's agents sent to confuse people. Without sowing seed, there can be no harvest. Be a committed, devoted, and cheerful tither. You will see what will happen to you. Can you do your tithing consistently for 1 year and see the turnaround it will bring? By the grace of God, I have been a tither from my youth, and God has lifted me beyond imagination. He will do the same for you. Next, good morning, Daddy, and OTPGF. Daddy, I'm weeping as I'm writing this to you. We are a Christian family, training our children in the way of the Lord with God's principles. I discovered that my 20-year-old son in higher institution has been watching pornography and connecting to the wrong things on the internet. I was mad at him because I sacrificed a lot for this child. Please, Daddy, what do I do to help him? Although I have seized the phone from him, am I doing the right thing? Please help me, sir. Wow. Please calm down. Have your peace. Your son will soon be delivered. A wrong influence must have come into his life at a particular time when you didn't notice, especially in school. Maybe it's in boarding school. The teenage years, 13 to 20 in the life of our children, are so delicate years. What I would advise you, love him, show him motherly love. Draw him closer to yourself. Don't be hostile. Tell him you love him every day and you desire the best for his life. Do special spiritual warfare as we have taught it here consistently over him. That addiction will soon leave him. All parents, please watch and monitor your teenagers very closely. It is better and cheaper to prevent them from being wrongly influenced than to want to bring them out. But as for your son, he will be out of that addiction very soon. Next, sir, you are right in the answer you gave to the 40-year-old lady asking if donor sperm can be used to get a child. Adoption of a baby girl to keep her company is better if she must. Carrying a pregnancy is a bad example to younger girls around her who may not understand that it is not a product of fornication. Baby mama are now everywhere. That's not God's plan for us. More so, whose name will the child bear, causing problems with huge spiral effect for such children, especially if boys in the family of such ladies and the society at large. Wow, thank you for your thoughtful contribution. Let's take one more. Good morning, Daddy. On the question somebody asked concerning bathroom being dirty, Daddy, just like you said, most of my inspiration and encounters with God are received when I'm taking my shower. God speaks to me there. Wow. So it is not me alone that God speaks to when under shower. We'll continue from here tomorrow. Please rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Do so daily. Today is the D-Day, the Great Prayer Mountain Service Day at Allen Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos, Dominion City, Ibadan, Koloba Abeokuta, Oshogbo Center, Akure Center, Uyo Center, and Port Harcourt Centers. Everyone living in this city, please attend. Two services will run concurrently as usual, 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. Please be there. It shall be live streamed. So join us from wherever you are all over the world via our social media platforms. Again, I want to thank God, thank you very profusely for those who have been making donations to the welfare account to feed at least 10,000 families as ordained and commanded us by God. I am in awe of so much that you are doing. Matthew 16:14, Jesus said, give them food to eat. Don't let them go with empty stomach. It's a big burden on me. Our people are so hungry. People are literally dying of hunger. So we are arranging to buy raw food in bulk. Rice, garri, beans, tubers of yams, noodles, vegetables, and so many other things. Perhaps give them some money, a little money too, to feed. We want to feed 10,000 families at least for a month. I thank God for all the donors. People are doing all they can, but we are still far from our initial target of 40 million naira. Somebody gave 500,000 naira yesterday, and that is so good. But most of our people are doing the little they can, which I appreciate very much. If God is helping you to be able to give us something substantial, it will help. The welfare account is this. Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel Welfare. Please put Femi Welfare there. Zenith Bank account. Account number 101-723-8378. 101-723-8378. Do all you can. Those doing it in dollars, in euros, in Canadian dollar, use our PayPal account, which is very good and active. For more information on our PayPal account and the other local bank account, send a chat message to +234-809-789-4000. To our United Kingdom listeners and donors, use the Turning Point Global account in the HSBC directly. For more information, send a chat to 074-111-28401. HSBC account details will be sent to you. Let's feed the hungry. When we take part in feeding the hungry, we and our generation will never know hunger. If we help the poor, we will never go to poverty. Month has ended. Have you paid your tithe, your battle, your thanksgiving, your partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 12-12-12-12 we are sowing this month? That is different from the welfare seed we are sowing. The welfare seed is coming at this time because of God's burden on our heart to feed the hungry. Our usual tithing, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the monthly sacrificial seed should go on. While God has seized you in secret, will reward you openly. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day and have a wonderful month. Bye.